My Sagax carries a battle axe, of all things. I was astounded to hear that Mem Flackery sends her best regards and dearest wishes to me. We were the best of friends. Oh, dear. Suddenly, I feel quite old. Oh, but proud also, like Lord Hightower, to think our son has grown up as we wished he would. Strong, honest, and true to his friends. Do you know, I've even taken a liking to that rascal Kruver Wavedog. He's growing up nicely, too. Scarum's appetite hasn't been affected, though he does look funny with half a set of whiskers. The stories I heard him telling his parents, he must be very, very brave. The pretty squirrel maid and that fine big otter skipper sat up almost all night conferring with Sagax, Scarum, my husband, and Colonel Whipscut. Unfortunately, I had to take Dunfrieda up to her room, as she was wailing so much no beasts could hear themselves speak. She cried herself to sleep, saying it was because she was so happy. I fell asleep in the Colonel's comfy armchair, overcome by the day's events. Next morning, after breakfast, Hightower broke the news to me. Sagaxus is sailing away again. After being back home little more than a day, would you scarce credit it? However, I heard the full story, and I wish I was young enough to go with him. All those poor creatures across the sea, forced to live in slavery. My son and his friends will soon put a stop to all that, believe me. Hightower immediately put extra provisions and 20 veteran long patrol fighting hares aboard the ship to accompany them. Quite rightly, too. Oh, my paws still ache from waving them off. I had to tear up an old bedsheet for poor Dunfrieda's tears. You know how she always weeps. Both our sons assured us they would be back, if not permanently, then at least once every 2 seasons for a longer visit. I am sad and happy at the same time. It is all very confusing. Dunfrieda and I hugged and kissed them so much we got our gowns wet standing there in the shallows. Skipper is the dearest of otters. He would not let either of them aboard until they had said goodbye properly.